a word for you from Philippians chapter 3 verse 18b. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ. If you hear these words, you'd think of people who are working studiously against Christianity, people who hate the gospel, people who talk constantly against the cross. But in actual fact, these people hold a good profession of faith, and they are known by the Philippian Christians, and by Paul in particular, for it wasn't just in Philippi, but in other places as well, who had a good profession of being saved, who liked Christianity, and they were considered to be brethren. But here Paul says, I tell you, even while I weep, that they are in actual fact the enemies of the cross of Christ. That is a drastic statement, and it should cause us to be shocked and to examine ourselves. Lord, am I walking perhaps? Is my behavior, my lifestyle, in fact, a rebuke of the cross, in that I'm rebuking the cross instead of the cross rebuking me and saving me? For Paul has said in the beginning of this verse, they walk as enemies of the cross. In other words, their lifestyle, their behavior shows that they actually are enemies of the true cross of Christ. It didn't mean that they never spoke about the cross or that they spoke against the cross, but they were embarrassed by the cross, because these particular believers would try and reduce the cross and reduce its meaning in their Jewish context. And they were embarrassed if the legal Christians would come, and they themselves became Judaic Christians that were trying to keep the law and the faith. But remember that the faith had cut right across, and it started a new thing. The Church of Jesus Christ began, and that was that the cross was very central to the faith. Now, these people didn't mind the cross. They probably spoke often about it, but they had removed the cross to the peripheral. They wanted it rather to be on the edge, not too close to be uncomfortable. And so when it came to the push, they would act as enemies of the cross. And we can take it in today's context that we are ashamed of the embarrassment that comes with the fundamental belief, the real true Christianity. We like avoiding the real implications of the cross and prefer to make it as easy as possible.